A very good evening to all, dear brothers in Christ. So we thank our Almighty God and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for giving this wonderful opportunity to study His wonderful words today also. So we thank for the wonderful truths which God has revealed and kept in His Word of God. So, dear brethren, today we are going to study an important and a very simple subject. So, that subject is about the gospel. So, what is the gospel? So, what is the meaning of the word gospel in the Bible? Generally, you see, gospel means everybody thinks that after the birth of Jesus, you see, the gospel came. That is the good news, the birth about the Lord Jesus Christ. So that is the gospel. Why? Because when the Jesus was born, you see, the angels came and said, "Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." So the good tidings, the good news for all the people is the birth of Jesus Christ. That's what the words of this angel signify here in Luke 2:10. So, because of this reason only, you see, dear brethren, many people, you see, have this concept that the gospel is about Jesus Christ. Therefore, if you see the first four gospels, the first four books in the New Testament, which is written about our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, it is actually called as the Gospel according to Matthew, the Gospel according to Mark, and the Gospel according to Luke. Because these are the Gospels, the good news which is written about Jesus Christ. And nowadays, you see, we have separately the good news, the New Testament, you see, itself published separately. So that Bible is called as the Good News Bible, or called as the Gospel, and given free of cost to everybody so that everybody can understand. Therefore, what about the Old Testament? Is there no Gospel in the Old Testament? Or is the Old Testament not a Gospel? So what does the, you see, Bible say? Was there no Gospel before Jesus Christ? Dear brethren, today we're going to see this very important topic. Now, if I tell you, this gospel was preached to Abraham many, many years before even Jesus Christ came, would you believe it? You see, you would wonder, how is it possible that a gospel was preached to Abraham many, many years before even Jesus Christ came? But let us read Galatians 3:8 and see. Galatians 3:8. Nehemiah, brother, is it possible for you to read? Can you read? Is it okay?
Okay, sir.
Okay, thank
And
you.
the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In this shall all nations be blessed.
Very good, brother. See, preach the gospel unto Abraham, that in thee all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. So preach the gospel. So the gospel was preached to Abraham. How is this gospel was preached to Abraham? What is the meaning of this gospel? We will be all wondering, what is this gospel? So what was actually preached to Abraham? To know this one, we need to go to the Old Testament, where Abraham was promised a very important thing. That is given to us in Genesis 22, 16 to 18. Can anybody read Genesis 22, 16 to 18? Okay, I think Nehemiah brother, you only have to read all the verses.
Okay, sir.
Okay, Brother Vishnu,
And
if you
said
want.
by my sorry, sir.
One minute. Brother Vishnu, if you would like to read any verses, you can just let me know.
I'm sorry, the night time is very
Okay.
difficult to read.
Okay, not issues. Then Nehemiah brother will continue reading. Brother, continue, brother, please.
and said, "By myself have I sown, said the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld the son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice."
Very good, brother. So here the same thing what God had spoken through Apostle Paul in New Testament is given here, where God tells, "I have sworn upon myself that in thy seed all the nations of this earth shall be blessed." So here the gospel means what? All the nations of this world shall be blessed through the seed of Abraham. Now, we already seen the subject of seed. The seed is Jesus Christ. So it doesn't say that all the people of this earth, only few will be saved out of all the people, and rest of the people will be damned to hell. No, God did not say that one. God took a oath upon himself. He promised upon himself. Now, imagine, did God tell a lie? No. Today we see so many people are dying in war. During the days of Abraham itself, you see, nobody was blessed. Not everybody was blessed. Today so many people are dying in various types of pandemic, various types of diseases. So, then did God tell a lie? No. Dear brethren, there are two things which God cannot do. You must all be surprised. What, brother? Everything is possible from God, no? Yes. But the Bible clearly says there are two things which are impossible from God. And what is that one? The one is that he can't tell a lie. Another thing is he can't break a promise. See, Psalms 89 chapter 34 and 35, brother. Psalms 89, 34 and 35, brother. Nehemiah, please read.
"My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Once have I sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David."
Very good, brother. See, I will not break my covenant. So I will not lie. So these are the two things which God cannot do. Then, if God has promised to Abraham, taking oath upon himself, but we see that none of these things are fulfilled, then that means God has a plan. So it will be definitely be fulfilled, even though we don't see anything before us now. Then we need to understand what is the plan of God. What is the plan which God has made so that he can bless everybody in this world? What is the plan? That plan is given in 1 Timothy 2nd chapter 3 to 6. Please read, brother.
For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself ransom for all, to be testified in due time."
There is one, one God, one mediator between man and God, Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself a ransom for all. God wants everybody to be saved. And for this purpose, Jesus was given a ransom for all. We have studied this subject about the ransom. You see, God wants all men to be saved. Now, this seems to be totally different than what we preach now. You see, many preachers, they preach now, first you come to the knowledge of truth, then you shall be saved. First accept Jesus as your Savior, then you will be saved. But what does Bible say? Bible says that God wants all men to be first saved. Then come to the understanding of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then come to the knowledge of truth. Now why does God say like this one? Because God knows that the entire mankind is doomed to destruction. Therefore, our ways are not God's ways. God's ways are not our ways. So, There is only one God and one mediator between man and God, that is man Christ Jesus. Therefore, God has made this plan through our Lord Jesus Christ. And we see in the Bible, in John 4, 42, that Jesus is called as the world savior. World savior means what? The savior of the entire world, not only just a few Christians. No, but the entire world, all the people of this world, let it be any religion, any belief, anything. Everybody, Jesus Christ has died on the cross for everybody. Therefore, dear brethren, so what does this signify? You see, we see that God has made a plan to bless everybody, but only now few people have come to Christ. And what about the rest of the mankind? If God has made a plan for everybody, then we can see that only few have come now, the rest of the people have not come. That means what? That means God must be having a plan for them also. So, what is that one? Let us read 1 John 2, 2, brother, and 1 Timothy 4, 10, brother.
And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world.
See, Jesus is a propitiation for our sins. Not only for our Christians. No. What is it? He sins for the whole world. Jesus died not only for Christians, but for the whole world. Now, let us read 1 Timothy 4:10. Ganesh, brother, can you read 1 Timothy 4:10, brother? Is it okay?
Yes, okay.
Please.
Yes, sir. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproaches, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe.
See, for we labor and suffer reproach. Why? Because we trust in God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. That means if you believe now, there's going to be a special salvation. But yet he is a Savior for the entire mankind, it seems. Therefore, this verses clearly shows to us that through Jesus, everybody will be saved. But how? Two types. You see? Two types of people will be saved. One is a earthly salvation. Other is a heavenly salvation. Especially Christians will be saved if you believe in Jesus now. But what about the people who don't believe Jesus now? They also shall be saved. That means this shows that there is two salvations, earthly and heavenly salvation. Remember the promise which God made to Abraham. Recollect the subjects. I'll make the seed as the stars of the sky, sand of the seashore. So what does it mean? It means heavenly salvation, earthly salvation, stars of the sky are heavenly salvation. The sand of the seashore are the earthly salvation. Therefore, in Christ, you see, in Abraham's seed, the whole world will be saved through two types of salvation, heavenly and earthly. Okay. Now, if two types of salvations are there, how will they be saved? Saved from what? Today, many are died and gone. So, how will they be saved? That means, God must make a plan of resurrection to raise the dead, to come back to life, to make them to come back to life on this earth. But is there any verse showing that they will all come back to life on this earth? Yes. See, 1 Corinthians 15 chapter 21 to 23, brother. Read, brother. Ganesh, brother, read.
1 Corinthians chapter 15, 21 to 23.
Correct. 23.
Okay. For since by man come death, by man come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming.
See, what does he say? All in Adam die, so in Christ all shall be made alive. Everybody will come back to life, but not once for all, not at a time. Every man in his own order. What is order? Christ, the first fruits. The Christians are the one who will be resurrected first. Then what happened? Then Christ is coming. The rest of the world will accept Christ at his second coming. They also will be, you see, resurrected. So this is the resurrection. There is the earthly resurrection, heavenly resurrection also. Now let us read one more verse in 1 Thessalonians 4, 14 and 16. Nehemiah, brother, can you read 1 Thessalonians 4, chapter 14 and 16? Nehemiah, brother, you're there?
I can read.
Okay, Ganesh, brother, read.
14 and 16. Okay. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which live in Jesus will God bring with him.
Sleep in Jesus. Wait, brother. Here it says, sleep in Jesus. Correct, no? So, just underline, sleep in Jesus. We'll see the meaning. Now read verse 16, brother.
For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first.
The dead in Christ. In Christ, they shall rise first. So, there, sleep in Jesus. Here, dead in Christ. So, the two differences. Who will come first? Dead in Christ. The Christians who are dead in Christ. But who is sleep in Jesus? The whole world. They shall all be coming to life also. So, there is two resurrections. Not only one resurrection. So, these are the Christians who are dead in Christ. Colossians. Third chapter, verse 1 and 2, brother, please.
Colossians.
Third chapter, verse 1 and 2. Nehemiah, brother, you're there. Can you read?
I am searching, sir.
You can read from the screen if it's possible for you. Down. Colossians, third chapter, 1 to 3.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
If then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God.
For your dead, this is the dead in Christ. Your life is it with Christ in God. So these are the Christians. For them also there is a resurrection. But all the world who are sleeping in Jesus, waiting for his second coming, they also will be resurrected. So that means there will be two types of resurrection. One for the earthly part, one for the heavenly part. So for the heavenly part, can we go in the same flesh and blood to heaven? No. Because Bible says the flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 15:50. So, if you need to go to heaven, we need a spiritual body. That means, those who go to the heavenly salvation will be resurrected in the spiritual body. But what about the rest of mankind? They will be resurrected in the earthly body. There are two types of body, two types of resurrection. See, 1 Corinthians 15:40 and verse 44. Can anybody read? 1 Corinthians 15:40. Ganesh, brother, read.
There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial is one and the glory of the terrestrial is another.
See, celestial means what? Heavenly body. Terrestrial means earthly body. There are two types of body. Now read verse 44, brother.
It is sown a natural body, it is raised as a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body.
Two types of bodies are there. Two types of resurrection is also there. So, how will the heavenly salvation be? Spiritual body. How it will be? Example? We remember Saul, Apostle Paul. Before he became Paul, he was Saul. On the way to Damascus, he saw Jesus, who was brighter than sun at the midday. He saw Jesus, and what happened to him? His eyes was blinded. So Jesus is in that spiritual body. So if we are faithful, those who go to the heavenly salvation will be having the same type of body. Read 1 John 3:2. 1 John 3:2. Nehemiah brother, can you read 1 John 3:2?
Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
We shall be like him, we shall see him as he is. But we don't exactly. But it says, we shall be like him. Now is he? Apostle Paul saw him, his eyes got blinded. So bright, that is the heavenly body, dear brethren. So the church, the faithful people in this spiritual body only, they will go and join the Jesus Christ in the air and rule with him on this earth for 1,000 years. How? In the spiritual body. From the spiritual body only, from the heavenly part, they will rule on this earth for 1,000 years. Read Revelation 20, verse 6. Ganesh, brother, read, brother. Revelation 20, verse 6.
Blessed and holy is the that pattern the first resurrection. Also, the second death had no power, but they shall be praised of God and of Christ. And very shall good. Reign with him 1,000 years.
Very good, brother. So they shall reign with him for 1,000 years. They shall be with him. 1,000 years means what? 1,000 years the church will rule. This is the heavenly resurrection. Okay. Then what will be the resurrection for the whole world? How shall they be resurrected? Many people think that Jesus is going to come at the second coming. He is going to sit on the throne, open the books of life, and do judgment. Those who sinned, they shall be cast into hell, lake of fire. They shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And those who did good works, you see, they shall go to heaven. These are all things which will be considered in the future, in the coming days. So judgment doesn't mean that it's going to be a 24-hour judgment, because the Bible says, for our Lord, a day is 1,000 years. Isn't it? 2 Peter 3:8, it tells now, for our Lord, one day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. So the judgment day means what? It is a period of 1,000 years. So 1,000 years, the whole world will be just. Okay? So Jesus, when he's going to return at the second coming, the first thing he's going to do is that he's going to bound Satan for a period of 1,000 years. Huh? Why? Read Revelation 20, verses 1, 2, and 3, brother.
Revelation 20. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. And cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nation no more, till the thousands years should be fulfilled, and another, that he must be loosed a little season.
See, he bound him 1,000 years. Why? What do you mean? Deceive the nations no more. That means he is allowed now to deceive the people. Why? Because he is called as the God of this world. 2 Corinthians 4:4. So, in this age, if somebody overcomes this deception and yet believe in Christ, only they will go to heavenly salvation. But all the rest of people who are blinded by the devil, he is going to return. Jesus is going to return second coming. He is going to bound Satan. And all the people who are blinded by devil, they shall come in the resurrection. They shall come in the same flesh, be on the same earth. Oh, say, you see, they could not understand the Bible then, but now they will understand the Bible, each and everything. properly. Why? Because Satan shall be bound. He is not allowed to deceive the nations again. See, Isaiah 26:9, brother. Isaiah 26:9. Nehemiah, brother, can you read Isaiah 26:9?
With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yeah, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness.
The inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. When? When thy judgments. And Jesus is going to come and judge this earth for 1,000 years. There's going to be righteousness. All the people will learn, you see, righteousness. So, what will happen in the 1,000 years? Every dead person will come back to life. You see? Read John 5:28, brother. What did Jesus say?
John 5:28.
Marvel.
Read, brother.
Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth.
Marvel not at this. Don't be surprised. Hour is coming. All that are in the graves shall come forth. That means everybody will be resurrected. All. Not only Christians. Read Isaiah 26:19 also, brother. Isaiah 26:19.
Three dead men shall live together with my dead body. Shall they arise, awake and sing, yet that dwell in dust, for the dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead.
The earth shall cast out the dead. The dead men shall live. So, who will come back in the resurrection? Everybody. So, how will they come back? And how they will be in the resurrection? You can read. You can write it down. Isaiah 35:10 is also there. Revelation 21:4 is also there. Job 33rd chapter 24 to 25 is also there. But now let us read only Job 33:24. To 25, Buddha. Read Buddha.
Then he is gracious unto him and saith, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. His flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth.
He is gracious unto him. I said, deliver him from going down to the pit, the grave. Why? I have found a ransom. Jesus gave a ransom. So, because of Jesus, everybody shall be coming out from the grave. And if they come back, what does the verse say? 25. His flesh shall be fresher than a child. And he shall return to the days of his youth. What is the meaning of this one? His flesh shall be fresher than a child. That means in the resurrection, you see, there shall be changes in the physique. And they shall return to the days of youth, means what? Their age will run backwards. See, but then, now the age is running forward. 30, 40, 50, 60. But in the Christ kingdom, this age will run the reverse order. It will go from 60, 50, 40, and it will stop at 30 years. So that is the blessings you can see in this video. What will happen if the age runs backwards? You see? The old person will start looking younger. So, in the 1,000 years, when they are resurrected, they'll come back in the same flesh. And as they show obedience to God, what will happen now? Instead of age getting increased, it will start decreasing. It will come and stop at the age of 30 years. Why 30 years? Because Adam, as a perfect man, was created at the age of 30 years. So, what will happen in the 1,000 years? You see, everybody will come back. You see, to reverse of their age. And how will their skin be? What does it say? You shall be fresher than a child. You see, a small child, a small baby, if you touch it, how it is? The skin, so soft, no? So pleasant, so smooth. In 1,000 years, everybody shall be like this only. Do you know, in 1,000 years, what soap they will use, everybody? They will use only one soap. That is Johnson & Johnson baby soap. Dear brethren, so this is what will happen. Each and every mankind shall be blessed in 1,000 years. Now, you see, even after a lot of millions of dollars being spent how much is the world converted? Only 33% among this one. There are fake Christians also. And if you see, dear brethren, in the 1,000 years, the Jesus is going to convert the entire world. How? First, he is going to bind Satan, give them the knowledge, and bring them to the knowledge of truth. Read Isaiah 29:18-24, brother. Ganesh, brother, can you read? Isaiah 29:18-24.
Okay. In that day shall the deaf hear the word of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity. And out of darkness.
In the day, in the 1,000-year day, shall the deaf hear the words of the book. Who are the deaf? Those who had but could not hear. You see, they had the ears. They could not hear. When? Now. But in 1,000 years, they will all listen. Continue with the next.
They also that hear in spirit shall come to understanding, and they that murmured shall learn doctrine.
See? The eyes of the blind shall be opened. Who are the blind? Those who have clean eyes, they can see everything, but can't see the Bible. They can't understand the Bible. They also who made mistake in understanding the Bible, no? They will also come to understanding, it seems. They who murmur doctrine, they keep on arguing. No? Oh, how come Jesus is only the Savior? There are so many other gods. You see, those who murmur, those who argue, they will also come to understanding, it seems. When? During the, you see, 1,000 years of Christ. Then, okay. Now, how will the whole world accept Christ? How will this, bringing everybody into Christ work out? You see, read Psalms 22:27, brother. Nehemiah, brother, can you read?
All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee.
See, all the ends of the world shall remember and turn to God. We tell no, turn to God, repent. See, the whole world will turn to God. Then how that world will be? How will it be? If everybody is turning to God, if everybody are God's children, how beautiful that world will be, no? There is no need for us to go and tell to our neighbor at all to understand, because everybody will be knowing it. Read Jeremiah 31:34, brother. Jeremiah 31:34.
And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more.
You see? How will God give them the understanding? Open the Bibles, open their minds to them. It will be in such a way that the whole world will get converted to Christ. And no necessary for one man to go and teach other man, it seems. Everybody shall know the Lord. From the greatest to the least. Why? All the sins are forgiven. Not only conversion of man, it will also be the conversion of animals also. Read Isaiah 11, chapter 69.
The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them, and the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the sucking child shall play on the hole of the apes, and the wind child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
You see, what does he say? The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, which him say. Wolf will be together with the lamb. Wolf will eat the lamb now. But in his kingdom, the wolf will be with the lamb. Leopard shall lie down with a kid. Kid means what? A small calf. But now, if a leopard sees a calf, it will eat. You see, the lion shall eat straw, it seems. Can you ever imagine a lion eating vegetarian food? And that is what was there in the first world. Do you remember the three worlds class? When Adam, before the flood, how was it? The whole world was vegetarian. All the animals were vegetarian. There was no quarrel or fight between animals. This is going to be restored in Christ's kingdom. You see, therefore it says, they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. You see, God's kingdom, everybody shall be blessed. The knowledge of the Lord shall fill the whole earth as the waters covers the sea. There is no place in the ocean, there is no water. You see, similarly, there will be no place without anybody understanding God. Everybody will understand God. This is going to be the conversion of the whole world, along with animals also. Okay, but in 1,000 years, will there be police station? Tell me, will there be police station? Ganesh brother, Nehemiah brother, Vishnu brother, when Christ is going to reign on this earth, do you think police station will be there?
No.
No, not required. No. Because Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
Yes.
When there is a lot of peace in this earth, why tension, why police station? Now police is required because thief is there. In the 1,000 years, when everybody is having surplus, there will be no thief at all, no police station also. What about war? Will there be war in his kingdom? No, no wars at all. The wars is completely stopped, it seems. Read, Nehemiah brother, read. Isaiah 2:4.
And he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore.
Neither shall they learn war anymore. No war at all. You see? A nation shall not lift up a sword against the nation. You see? They shall beat their sword into plowshares, Simsa. What is the meaning of this one? Today, there's so much of money spent on arms ammunition, you know. One Scud missile cost more than 10 lakhs rupees. One jet fighter cost 650 crores. You see? Today, a larger portion of the fund is reserved for what? Military. But imagine in 1,000 years when all these funds are diverted for agriculture, how it will be? Dear brethren, they shall beat their sword into plowshares. That means the diverting of the funds from arms, ammunition, and war to agriculture. Imagine we are living in, you see, this shortage of food. Imagine the entire money is dedicated only for agriculture. How it will be? A beautiful place to live in, then that is what is going to happen. Everybody resurrected, people will get food. Food is required now for them. Supply is required now. Then how whole world will eat the food? The whole world will be converted into a garden of Eden. You see, read Isaiah 35, 1 brother, and Ezekiel 36, 35. Ganesh brother, you read one verse. Nehemiah brother, you read one verse.
Is a 35:1.
Okay.
The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose.
Okay. The desert shall rejoice, it seems. You shall blossom as a rose. Desert rosa. How will the rose grow in desert? It will grow, it seems, in Christ's kingdom. Convert the land also. No, read, brother. Ezekiel 36:35, brother. Nehemiah, brother, read.
And they shall say, this land that was desolate is become like the garden of Eden, and the waste and desolate and ruined cities are become friends and are inhabited.
The land that was desolate has become like garden of Eden. The whole world will be like garden of Eden. You see, then there won't be any war, neither any disputes. Today, you see, what friction? China. Then India, war fiction, Russia, Ukraine, India, Pakistan, Afghanistan, America, Mexico, everywhere you see quarrel, 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 quarrel. But what did Jesus say? Isaiah 2:4, we read now. He shall judge among nations and rebuke many people. He will be the judge. He will stop all these things. Okay. Now in 1,000 years, what about the doctor? Will there be doctors in the Christ kingdom?
No.
No. Why? Because doctors are required only if there is any disease. But in Christ's kingdom, diseases will be taken off. There will be no sickness. Read Isaiah 33:24, brother.
And the inhabitants shall not say, I am sick. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity.
Nobody will say, I am sick. All the sins will be forgiven. Imagine beautiful condition. We have so much of money we have spent. One heart attack means 7 lakhs rupees gone. What will the poor do? You see? One kidney failure means per year you require more than 1.5 lakhs to survive. There is so much of pandemic, so much of disease, chikungunya, dengue, Ebola, Corona, H1N1, various new forms of disease are coming. Devadra, in Christ kingdom, all this will be stopped. So, okay. If all are resurrected, if food is available free for everybody, if there is no warfare, no police station, no thief, all the animals will be, you see, eating vegetarian, and they will all be roaming around the road, it seems. Then will there be space for everybody? Can everybody survive on this planet? Not only the people say it is overpopulated. What does the Bible say? The Bible says that if all the people come back in the resurrection, they will be placed. How? Let us calculate and see. Just a small thought. Just think it over. Okay? Now see. Bible says from Adam to second coming of Jesus is a period of 6,000 years. We will prove it to you in the coming class. Okay? Now, in this 6,000 years, there are actually 4 generations. Like for example, you see, 4 generations means 100 years. In 100 years, there are 4 generations. What is the 4th generation? Grandfather, great-grandfather, grandfather, father, and son. This is the 4th generation that can be seen in 100 years. If you live 100 years, then you can see the 4 generations also. Okay? That means, for one generation, there is a 25 years. Okay? So, in 6,000 years, we need to see how many generations are there. So, in 6,000 years, divided by 25 years, we'll get you 240 generations. Now, in these 240 generations, how many people lived? Now, let us see the current population. See, the current generation population is 6 billion. So, for 240 generations, what would have been the population? It would be 1,440 billion. That is more than exaggeration. But you know that in the olden days and all generation was population was very less. So if all these people come 1,440 billion, will there be sufficient of space? Let's calculate also. See, in 1 square meter, we have sufficient of place for 4 people to stand next to each other. As we stand in the bus now, when we travel, full jump packed, 1 meter, 4 people in the arms stand. Okay. For the whole world, if they are resurrected, for this 1,440 billion, you know, Devadran, just the place of Andhra Pradesh is sufficient to stand. Then to live, so many places are there, Devadran. You see, the Bible says that man is never overpopulated. The earth is never overpopulated. What did God bless to Adam? Read this verse beautifully. It's given. Genesis 1:28. What did God tell to Adam?
And God blesses
and
them.
And God blessed them.
Sorry, okay.
And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and repel in the earth and subject it and
good.
Have dominion over the fish of the sea.
Good, brother. Good.
And
see?
All of all the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth.
Very good, brother. Very good. See, this verse, what does it say? It says, God blessed them and said unto them, breed fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. Multiply, replenish the earth. That means what? Fill the earth, not overfill the earth. God did not say that, oh, you overpopulate the earth. So God knows what is the exact population that is required. So what will happen? That exact population sufficient, definitely God allow. So it's not overpopulated. So if you see, as per the calculation, each and every single person will get a single acre of land, not single family. Each individual person will get one square acre of land. Now, how will that area be? It will be like a Vishnu layout, or it will be Ashish Nagar, or it will be Ganesh Square, or it will be Nehemiah Enclave. One on square acre for each and every individual who resurrected on the earthly salvation. He will come in the same flesh. He will live along with his family in the same earth. And Satan will be bound. His eyes will be opened. He will learn the Bible then. Is it given in the Bible that everybody will have such a big house?
Thank you very much.
Genesis, sorry, read Isaiah 35. Isaiah 65, brother. 21 to 22. Read, brother, please. Ganesh, brother, read. Isaiah 65, 21 to 22, brother.
And they shall build houses and inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat, for as days of the tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hand.
They shall build houses and they shall inhabit. Not that they shall build and somebody come and inhabit. Now it's like, you know, somebody will build, somebody will come and stay there. Everybody will stay in their own houses. They shall not build another come inhabit. No, they will be having villas. You see, beautiful. Imagine this wonderful world will be converted to Christ. Means how this earth will be. It will be a beautiful paradise. Then God will make a grand party. What party? You know, spiritual party. Now read how this party will be. Isaiah 25, brother. 6 to 9, brother. Ganesh, brother, can you read? Isaiah 25, 6 to 9.
And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a list, a feast of the fat things, a feast of witness on the lies, of fat things full of marrow, and of wines on the lees will refined. And he will destroy in his mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up dead in victory, and the Lord God will weep away tears of tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall be taken away from all the earth. For the Lord hath spoken it, and it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God, we have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord, we have waited for him, we will be glad and rejoice in his salvation.
See, in this mountain, Daniel 2nd chapter, the stone came and hit, it began to grow a big mountain. That mountain is called God's kingdom. In this God's kingdom, God shall make a very beautiful party, a feast of fat things, spiritual food. You see, he will destroy upon this mountain the face that is covering. Satan has blinded the mind of many, eyes of many. This shall be covering, shall be destroyed. Death itself shall be swallowed. Everybody will be resurrected back on the same earth. They will come in the same flesh. You can see your grandpa, grandmother, ancient great-great-grandparents and all on the same earth. Then what will happen? They will listen to God's words. He shall wipe away every tears. You see, and everybody will tell, oh, this is the God which we were searching. This is the God who has made a wonderful plan. and everybody will accept Christ. Dear brethren, therefore, Christ is given 1,000 years to rule. Why? Why, dear brethren? Because he wants all people to come back to perfection. To bring them from the fallen condition to the perfect condition, it will take 1,000 years. They will return slowly. As they need to show obedience slowly, it will take time to leave out all their bad things and come to Christ. Therefore, what did Jesus taught us to pray? What was the Lord's Prayer? Can anybody tell me? What's the Lord's Prayer? Our Father? What is the prayer with Jesus? Tell.
Our Father in heaven.
Correct. Hallowed be?
They will be done.
Thy will be done. Okay, read from the Bible, brother. Read Matthew 16, brother. Read.
The kingdom come, they will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Thy kingdom come. Where come? Come on this earth. If God's kingdom comes on this earth, then what will happen? Thy will be done in earth as it is done in heaven. This is going to happen in Christ's kingdom. Therefore, this earth is created for what? Not for destruction that everybody will be taken to hell or heaven. No. This earth is created for man to be inhabited here only. So man will stay here only. Only the faithful Christians will go to heavenly salvation. So there are two salvations. Earthly, heavenly. Okay. Earthly for the unbelievers who will believe Christ in 1,000 years. But heavenly is only for the Christians who believe now. Read Isaiah 45:18, brother. Nehemiah, brother, read Isaiah 45:18. You can read from the screen.
For thus said the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord and there is none else.
God created the earth not in vain. Not uselessly, not to be wasted. He formed it to be inhabited by man. So man will stay on this earth. Therefore, Jesus said, thy kingdom come on this earth. Not that we will all come to heaven. Therefore, what is the meaning of gospel? The gospel means the entire Bible, not only the New Testament, not only about the life of Jesus Christ. Then, why did the angel say that we bring you good tidings of great joy, we shall be for all people? Because for all these things, blessings to be fulfilled, the birth of Jesus Christ and his death on the cross was very, very important. So therefore, dear brethren, this is what God preached to Abraham, the gospel, in thy seed, all the world shall be blessed, dear brethren. Therefore, gospel means what? Not only the New Testament, the entire Bible, that the whole world shall be blessed. This is the gospel, the good news. Okay. If anybody has any doubts, any questions, they can ask. Anybody, any questions? Vishnu brother, any doubts, any questions?
No, clear. Very good. Thank you so much.
Okay, praise the Lord for it. Ganesh brother, any doubts, any questions?
Not at all. Thank you very much.
Okay, Nehemiah brother, any doubts, any questions?
Yes, sir. Jesus is a mediator or Jesus is God?
Oh, Jesus is, he says, no? Jesus is God, but he is also the mediator between God and man. That's what the Bible says, no? What did Bible say? 1 Timothy, 2nd chapter 3 to 6, is one God and one meter between Jesus and God. You see? So, Jesus is an interceder. He is a mediator. But yet, he is a God. We are going to see all these things in the coming classes. But how this works out, how Jesus is assuming both the role, we will see all these things. Okay, brother? In detail. But this is the short answer.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Nehemiah brother. Okay, anybody? Any doubts? Any questions? Okay. Vishnu brother, can you offer a prayer? Is it possible?
Yes.